This is a sculpture about movement. Perseus's weight rests on his left leg, and he also moves in that same direction. So there's a sweep of motion that's highlighted by the drapery as it falls off of his shoulder.
The swag of the fabric that extends behind his body almost shows the movement of that arm that has just been raised. You almost get a sense that the arm has just come up to show off, like a trophy, the head that dangles from his hand.
At first glance, you might think this sculpture shows the grisly moment after the mythical hero Perseus has beheaded Medusa. But look more closely.
The moment that's been captured should be incredibly dramatic, that he has just severed the head of perhaps the most evil thing that he has encountered.
His right hand holding the sword is not in action. His stance suggests this story. It's a presentational pose. It's a sculpture about motion, but it's not the motion of killing. This could be the moment that Perseus presents the head of Medusa as a votive offering to Athena, rather than the moment in which Perseus slays the monster.
Press play to learn about the artist's daring in this sculpture.